Got Game. Do you?
So I'm joined here on Got Game on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590, by Carl Warmnick, who is the training supervisor for Sony's brand new tablet. I'm not going to take your thunder, Carl. Why don't you tell us what the heck's going on? What you got planned coming down the line?
You know what? This is actually one of the most exciting products that we're launching this year. It's something we've had a ton of buzz about. We've been doing a lot of teaser stuff online over the last couple months, and it's been, you know, really hot anticipated item. And on Wednesday, we actually did the official press launch for the Sony tablet. And it's such an amazing product because, you know, tablets are becoming a very big part of culture, and a lot of people are starting to use them regularly. You're starting to see them out and about all over the place. But what makes the Sony tablet so unique is that we've been able to leverage so many of our key strengths into this unique tablet device. No other company can really say that they can get a TV engineer, a gaming engineer, a MP3 player engineer, a reader engineer all in one room and say, how can you make this tablet the ultimate device? And this is something that Sony has been able to bring to the table and really make an unbelievable tablet experience.
Is that what the S in Sony Tablet S stands for? The fact that you stuck everybody in a single room and got them to work together?
It could be. So it's a pretty cool, actually, concept when you think about it that way.
But it has no, the S has no specific meaning?
No, it's just the Sony Tablet S. We wanted to keep it very simple, and just people recognize it as being the Sony tablet. So no additional brand name. It's just straight up Sony tablet.
Well,
one of the really unique things is that it's actually PlayStation certified, and that's, I think, one of the really exciting things that we should talk about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to ask you when I accidentally cut you off, which I apologize for, but PlayStation certified, when I actually read that in the press release we got a couple of days ago, I was a little curious about what that means to you guys, because the Sony Ericsson guys have their own phone, the Sony Xperia Play, and they were touting that their phone was Sony PlayStation certified, and to them that meant they are making games that will work on the specific, you know, thumb controls, the touchpad controls that, you know, are unique to that phone. So that was my idea of it, but what does Sony PlayStation certified mean to you guys and your Sony Tablet S?
I think this really shows the synergy of Sony being able to work together. We call them our cousins, PlayStation and Sony Ericsson. They're our cousins. So we've been able to get together with them and say, what can you bring to the table to really make this tablet the ultimate gaming experience? And they wouldn't put their name on it if it wasn't the absolute best. And what's fantastic about the tablet is that it's going to come preloaded with Crash Bandicoot and Pinball Heroes. These are two games that were classics on the PlayStation and PSP. And moving forward, as the tablet launches, there's going to be an app that you'll be able to download many games from PlayStation and PSP. So what we've done here is actually develops an interface that makes it so easy to use. The graphics are fantastic. The gameplay is awesome. And it really kind of brings the whole PlayStation experience right to the tablet.
So if I understand this correctly, for you, PlayStation certified means that your tablet will easily access, I believe it's called the PlayStation Suite, I think is what the guys at Sony Ericsson were calling it, that database of PlayStation 1 and PSP games that they can download from. You guys can connect to that as well?
Correct. And what it's going to be is going to be optimized specifically for the tablet, because now instead of playing on a 4-inch screen like you would on the Sony Ericsson phone, now you're going to take advantage of the 9.4-inch high-definition 1280 by 800 resolution display that you'll get on the tablet. So now you're taking it to another level, and, you know, being able to put this in, you know, a gamer's hands, they're absolutely going to love it. Last weekend, I had my cousin over here, 4-year-old, and I couldn't pull the tablet away from him because he found Crash Bandicoot and just didn't stop.
And I also would imagine taking all those games that were originally meant to play with controllers and later transferred over to play with sort of the touchpads on the Sony Ericsson PlayPhone, now taking all of those and putting them on a device that uses a touchscreen, I would imagine that caused some problems as well.
It's a little bit different of a gaming experience, but you know what I found really remarkable when I first used it the first time is the customization that you can do, because everyone's hands are different. Everyone's going to hold the tablet differently. So what we've done is actually developed an interface that allows you to customize and move the control anywhere you want on the screen. So depending if you're an adult or a child, you'll be holding the tablet differently, and you can configure the controls to fit where your hands are going to be sitting on the tablet at all times. So no matter what game you're playing, it takes a little bit of a small learning curve, but once you play for about 5-10 minutes, it's like second nature.
That sounds awesome. Would I have the ability to sort of take and add buttons or thumbsticks at will, or is it just sort of a positional sort of thing?
it's a positional thing. You're getting the classic controls that you'd find on the PlayStation. So your directional pad, your X, triangle, square, and circle, your R1, R2 bumper buttons. So you can move those all around on the screen where you need them, and then you'll be able to actually play on the tablet the way PlayStation always was meant to be.
That actually sounds really cool. I'm really excited about that. But I want to get back to something you talked about earlier. You called Sony Ericsson PlayStation your cousins. I'm just wondering how deep your connection with those guys go, because, you know, PlayStation is about to release their brand new portable to the Sony Vita, and it just seems to me like it'd be such an awesome thing to maybe connect those two devices. Would I be able to take your Sony Tablet S and connect it to other PlayStation devices I have, maybe a television or something like that, or like I said, the PlayStation Vita?
Well, the Sony Tablet is going to be a dedicated gaming device, so it doesn't have any dedicated interconnectivity between a PlayStation 3 or the upcoming Vita or other of those products. The games are made to be played right on the tablet, just like the Xperia Play. The games are being made to be played on the Play. So it's dedicated right to the device.
Okay. What if, say, a television? What if I had something I want to put up on maybe a Sony television? Would that work?
There is a really cool feature that's built into the tablet that allows you to actually throw content to a DLNA TV. So a lot of these new internet-enabled TVs, smart TVs, have the functionality that they can communicate with other devices. So what we've actually done is we've built in a really cool feature that allows you to take your videos, photos, and music and seamlessly share it with your DLNA-compatible TV. So it doesn't mean it has to be a Sony TV. Ideally, we would want it to be, but it'll work with any DLNA-compatible TV that you can throw videos, photos, and music right from the Sony tablet right to the television.
But that, from what I understand, that probably will not work with games too, because my thought is that, hey, if I got Crash Bandicoot, I could just use the tablet as a controller and look up at my big Sony, you know, widescreen and sort of just look at the game there while I'm playing on a tablet. I'm guessing that sort of situation would not work?
No, that interface is built directly in just to play on the tablet. So there is no connectivity directly with the television to be able to share your video game content on a big screen. It's all to be done, played right on the tablet.
Okay, so now that I've asked you the same question three different ways, another concern that some people may have when they're getting, you know, a game device is battery life. You know, I want to be playing Crash Bandicoot while I'm on the train, you know, 4-hour train ride to Montreal. You know, what am I going to do? Oh, let's pull out the tablet and play some Bandicoot. I'm just wondering how far I could get down those tracks before the battery life would give out on me.
Battery life is fantastic on the Sony tablet. We put it through a stress test to see how long can the battery actually last. So what do we do is we turn on the Wi-Fi, turn on the Bluetooth, turn up the screen resolution to max brightness, and basically run a movie in repeat nonstop. And you can get up to 10 hours of video playback on the Sony tablet before the battery dies. So that's going to work for gaming as well, because you're pretty much playing a video. So you're going to be looking at 10 hours of solid play time or game time or video time before you have to recharge your Sony tablet.
Awesome. I can get to Montreal and back without having to recharge. That's, you know, that is a huge worry for some people who want to play, you know, dedicated video game devices on the go. It's, you know, it's sad when you can only get 2 hours out of a system, but, you know, it sounds like people who buy this tablet will not have to worry about that.
It's definitely going to have the versatility. It's a very much a work-oriented tablet, but when you really want to get down to it, you can definitely play a lot of great stuff on it. And the introduction of the PlayStation Store, being able to use it as a reader device as well, is very interesting. We're going to have access to our Video Unlimited service, which is a video streaming service. So if you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can stream the newest, greatest movies right to your tablet. So there's so much things that are built into this tablet that you won't find on any other tablet out there.
Yeah, the other question I had that really confused me when I read the press release was why you guys chose the Android operating system, because you guys have a lot of in-house operating systems for various devices. You know, for example, we are Got Game here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590, so it's obvious for us to pick out, you know, the Sony PS3 and the PSP operating system, but I know there's a few others, so why go with Android?
Android has grown significantly over the last couple of years, and it's proven to be such a powerful and flexible interface. And what Sony's been able to do is we've been able to take that Honeycomb 3.1 Android system, and we're able to customize it with all the cool Sony apps. Android is one of the most recognized operating systems for smartphones and now tablets moving forward. And they've been growing in market share, and it's become recognizable by so many potential consumers. So it only made sense that we actually use the Android system, but we went in and tweaked it to make sure that it's very Sony-centric.
Awesome. I'm just wondering, though, the last I heard was September for release date. Have you guys nailed it down at all?
Yeah, you can actually pre-order them already online on sonystyle.ca. We also have it in 26 Sony Style stores right now, so you can actually go visit one of your local Sony stores and get a chance to actually play with the tablet, play Crash Bandicoot, and check out all the cool things that it can do. And they're available to pre-order online and at over Sony stores, and it's going to start shipping in the third week of September.
The third week, so that's not that far away if you're interested at all in the Sony Tablet S. Carl, thank you very much for joining us here on God Game to talk about it.
Brian, we forgot the most important thing. How much is it?
Oh, well, I figured, you know, when you get to the store, you'll find that, you know, little nugget out. But how much is, you know, this thing going to cost us?
So the most important, there is two versions. There's a 16 and 30 gig version, and they're going to be $499 and $599 respectively.
Is there actually, there's going to be two different versions for the hard drive, but is there going to be a 3G version as well and maybe a non-3G version?
It is Wi-Fi only. But a lot of consumers are going to probably buy a tablet if they already own a smartphone, and it has full 3G tethering built into it. So you can actually set up a hotspot with your Android or iPhone and link up to it that way to be able to use the data off your phone. So you will have full flexibility of being able to tether on the go wherever you are.
Now, this is normally where I try and wrap up again, and thank you for joining us. But I'm a little afraid. Is there anything else that I may have missed here that you really want to get out?
You know what, I think we've hit all the kind of key points. You know, just a quick review of what you can do with the Sony tablet that's very unique is obviously the fact that it's a PlayStation-certified device. It has a built-in reader. If you own one of the little Sony portable reader devices, that whole interface is built right in, which is fantastic. The video streaming service that allows you to watch all the newest and greatest Hollywood blockbuster movies on your Sony tablet. But the last feature I think we didn't touch on was that it's a full universal remote control built right into the tablet. So now you can actually control anything in your home that has a remote control with the Sony tablet. So it's not a Sony remote, it's a full universal remote. So you can control everything from your cable box, your satellite box, your obscured CD, DVD player, to your television and everything. So you can walk from room to room in your home and pretty much hide all of your remotes because the Sony tablet will be able to control all of it.
And how deep have you tested that? Because I kind of want to bring out the fact that I have a really obscure, probably knockoff CD player that I spent maybe $10 on that has a remote control. I'm a little curious whether or not your remote will be guaranteed to sync up with that device. Because that device only has a play and a stop button. It doesn't even have a power button on the remote control.
So what's fantastic about the tablet is that if it doesn't have it pre-programmed out of the box, it's a full learning remote. So now, as long as you have that original remote, you can put the two IRs close to each other and basically teach it. So you will be able to program even the most obscure device that you have. As long as it has a remote, you'll be able to get it to work on the Sony tablet.
Carl, once again, thank you for joining us here on God Game. Sportsnet Radio Fan 590. I hope we've covered everything this time. And you are the training supervisor for that tablet. So it sounds like your next couple of days are going to be extremely busy. So I thank you for taking out some time to talk to us here on God Game about this new tablet you guys are going to release.
No problem. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.